Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10, all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. Why? Have so many people jumped aboard the Prize Picks fun? Well, it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on all the action while you're watching your favorite sports and your favorite players. You want to download the Prize Picks app? That's step one. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, my first name, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. And jump on the fun we've been having. Last night had a great Braves flex play for you that included the red-hot Travis d'Arnaud. We're riding his hot streak. He hit another home run that helped us along the way. We'll put another Prize Picks flex or a power play up, and we do it daily on Twitter at RealMattLanta. So get aboard. You got NBA playoffs tonight. You got Stanley Cup playoffs. You got Braves. Too many great reasons to play and not to sit on the sidelines. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Matt, M-A-T-T, for that first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. All right, here's what's coming up on a very busy show. It's all part of our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves won again, and Travis d'Arnaud did something that hasn't happened around here in 70 years. We'll talk about the Braves' win, Bryce Elder's return to the bigs, and all things Atlanta Braves. Plus, Matt Ryan announced his retirement yesterday, and there's so many reasons you can take your hat off to Matt Ryan. Number one, he overcame historical Falcons chaos to put together an outstanding career, which we'll touch on in a moment. And it is NFL draft week. Just 48 hours from now, the draft will get going, and if these mocks turn out to be right, it'll be such a bad look for the Falcons. I can't believe it would be even in their stratosphere, but we'll discuss coming up. First, let me remind you about Ducks Dugout. They have one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation. You might be a hardcore card collector. You might be into all things rare and exclusive prints and cards and jerseys and memorabilia. Well, Ducks Dugout is like something you've never seen before. 8,000 square feet in a beautiful showroom with rare and exclusive items, and a staff right there on hand with 20 years experience in the industry to guide you through exactly what you're looking for. You could be a sports fan or a collector. It's like a museum. You've got to see Ducks Dugout to believe it. It's at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta. They have another location in Lawrenceville. You can always shop online at ducksdugout.com. But if you have not been, you have to check out what Ducks Dugout has going on in Marietta. What the Braves have going on is a continued hot streak to start this season. The Braves blanked the Marlins last night 3-0, so they improved to 15-6 on the season, the best record in Major League Baseball. Bryce Elder was back, made his first start of the season, and he pitched really well. He went 6 2/3, 8 hits, no runs, didn't walk a batter. He struck out 4. Now, things didn't start off very smoothly for Bryce. I guess the good news is he didn't panic, because things really could have gotten sideways early. In the first inning, Elder gave up back-to-back singles to start the game and then a double. But thankfully, the Marlins ran into an out at the plate. Then Bryce settled in and got 2 flyouts to end the frame unscathed. After that, he scattered just 5 more hits. As I said, he didn't walk a batter. He was incredibly efficient. It was a lot of what we saw in the first half a year ago out of Bryce. And we know with Bryce Elder, it's about location. It's about him not being in the middle of the plate. It's about him drawing soft contact, and last night he did that. 87 pitches over his 6 2/3. Really good night for Bryce Elder. He got the win. The Braves' pen also continued to do good work. Pierce Johnson, A.J. Minter, and Raisel Iglesias, they covered 2 1/3 perfect innings with three Ks. Good job out of the pen. For the Braves offense, all their work got done in the fourth inning, but it was more than enough. After a Marcell Ozuna walk, Babe Darnot came to the plate, and the Travis Darnot home run heater continued when he hit a ball down the line and pulled a Carlton Fisk, trying to keep the ball fair, and it worked because it hit the foul pole for another Travis Darnot home run to give the Braves a 2-0 lead. That was his fifth long ball in his last eight at-bats up to that point. I saw this note from Elias Sports that Darnot is the only Braves player since at least 1953 to homer five times within a span of eight or fewer at-bats. That's crazy. 70 years? And it's Travis Darnot. It's not Hank Aaron. It's not Dale Murphy. It's not Bob Horner. It's not David Justice or Fred McGriff. It's not any of these guys. Not Ronald Acuna. It's Travis Darnot. The only other Braves offense came on a David Fletcher single inside the bag at first, gave the Braves a 3-0 lead, and that was more than enough. The only other offensive note that we have to bring up, Ronald Acuna stole a base. That was his 190th career stolen bag, meaning he passes Rafael Furcal for the most stolen bases since the Braves moved to Atlanta. Now, the only players in franchise history ahead of Acuna, Hank Aaron had 240 career stolen bases, Fred Tenney had 196, and Robert Maranville had 194. So we'll see if, and not if, but when Ronald Acuna breaks those numbers, which could happen this year. He could have all three of those in his sights with another big stolen base year. The Braves will play game two of their series against the Marlins tonight at 7:20. Max Fried gets the ball for the Braves against Trevor Rogers. One positive injury note as well, Ozzie Albies progressing very well from the broken toe. He took BP last night, fielded some grounders. It sounds like he could be back as early as this weekend. He's eligible Friday. If not Friday, maybe Saturday or Sunday, Ozzie Albies is back. And a good job done by Luis Guillorme. Yeah, I told you David Fletcher had an RBI hit tonight. So those guys doing enough to keep it afloat while Ozzie has been out. All right, coming up, I want to talk about some Matt Ryan numbers and how Matt was able to overcome Falcons chaos to put together the career he did. We will mention it in a moment. Now, I know you're seeing the temperatures right now. We're getting these little teasers that spring is going to dip into summer soon. We're back in the mid-70s this week. By next week, it's in the 80s. And before you know it, we're going to be into the summer months of May, June, and July. The reason I bring it up, do you know if your insulation needs an upgrade? Do you know if it's time to have it looked at? Well, USA Insulation, it's a wonderful local company that will come out to your home and do a free inspection and a free consultation. And it is National Insulation Month, which I bet you didn't know that. What that means is USA Insulation wants to take care of an issue you're having now before we get to those hot summer months when you're pumping the AC nonstop and hoping your insulation is properly taken care of so that AC is not escaping your home. During National Insulation Month, USA Insulation will come out, do the free inspection, free consultation. If it's time to do the work, they will do it with free labor all this month. You'll save so much money because the labor is on the folks at USA Insulation, or you can get 0% financing for 72 months on any insulation project. You pick it, National Insulation Month, thanks to USA Insulation. Go to their website at usainsulation.net for all the details today. Matt Ryan and the Falcons held a press conference yesterday to announce Matt was officially retired. Now, he didn't need to do that. From his last game when he played in Indianapolis, he was considered retired, but the Falcons wanted to honor it. Matt wanted to officially retire a Falcon, so he did just that. Presser and Flowery Branch, he released, I thought, a beautiful video thanking the organization, his teammates, the city of Atlanta, the fans. It was well done, as you would expect from Matt, who's always been first class. Then you look back at some of the accolades of Matt's career. 2016 MVP, a four-time Pro Bowler. He also won the Offensive Player of the Year in that 16 season. He had 381 touchdowns, nearly 63,000 passing yards. And then to give you a little more context of what Matt's numbers looked like in Atlanta, Brad Rowland, I thought, laid these out beautifully. Matt Ryan has 36,265 more passing yards than any other player in Falcon history. Again, that's not his total. That's more than everyone else. Now you look at some of Matt's rankings in NFL history. He's fifth all-time in completions, seventh all-time in passing yards, eighth in yards per game, ninth in passing touchdowns, 13th in completion percentage, 19th in passer rating, 21st in interception rate. Now, those numbers could speak for themselves, but let's add a little bit more context because Matt's career here was really, really good. I don't know that he was ever truly embraced by everyone, and that's just normal. Some of that because he followed Michael Vick. Some of it because he wasn't great. He was just always really good. But let's be clear. Matt Ryan stabilized a franchise who was seemingly always in turmoil, but specifically when Matt got here in 2008. They were following the Bobby Petrino mess, the Mike Vick end of his career being let off to prison, and here's this rookie at a Boston college who's trying to, again, overcome what is just constant Falcon turmoil, and he did it. A franchise that had never experienced back-to-back winning seasons. That happened with Matt Ryan. They had winning seasons from 08 to 2012. They went to an NFC title game. They went to the playoffs every year except one year at that point. Then we know what happened in 2016, getting to the Super Bowl, back to the playoffs in 2017. The shame for Matt is that Super Bowl collapse, well, probably not on his fingertips, the collapse. It's going to be held sort of in the quarterback's hands. He doesn't have a Super Bowl championship, which might be the reason he doesn't get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm not here to argue for it or against it. I've always said this about Matt. I don't think he was ever great. I thought he was always really, really good. And that's not an insult. That's just a compliment to the true greats at quarterback. And in Matt's era, you know who those quarterbacks were. They were Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and really that might be about it. Matt was that next tier and always very good. It was Matt, it was Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, those type of quarterbacks. But for what Matt did in Atlanta, what Matt did for the Falcons, there's no way to really to kind of capsulize it just with his numbers until you realize what he walked into and what he solidified as a Falcon quarterback. I think the biggest shame for Matt is I don't know that he ever had a great defense playing along with him on the other side of the ball. And I question a lot of times some of the coaching that was around him. But for yesterday, retiring a Falcon, great day for him. Great day for the Falcons, and a great day to honor a guy who just put together a phenomenal career with the Atlanta Falcons. Kudos to Matt. 14 great years in Atlanta and overall fantastic career. All right, coming up, if these mocks are right, it would confirm what a lot of people believe about the Falcons. And I don't want to believe it myself, but we'll talk about it coming up in a moment. I want you guys to be aware of the ways you can save money in a world where everything is so expensive. When it comes to things like your home insurance or your car insurance, do you know what you're paying? Have you looked over the last couple of years? Because rates keep rising. Nothing is slowing them down. Now is the time you want to get those rates shopped. And you want to let a professional outfit like the Rhodes Group, that's an independent insurance agency, it's the agency that I trust to get the best home insurance for me and my family, the best car insurance as well. And for us, when you have a 17-year-old driver in the house and you got a 13-year-old creeping up quickly, these things become a very big deal as the rates are not slowing down. Let the Rhodes Group shop those rates, your home and car insurance, and they'll get you at minimum 10 insurance quotes for your home and car insurance in under 10 minutes. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain and hopefully some money along the way. I want you guys to go to Rhodes-Group.com. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. Rhodes-Group.com. Plug in some info. You'll get those quotes, at least, as I said, 10 in under 10 minutes. You can also call the Rhodes Group and do it at 678-341-9667. You'll get those quotes right over the phone from Clayton Rhodes and his great team at the Rhodes Group. Now, if you're not planning to go down to the ballpark tonight and you're thinking, I want to grab a great dinner, I want to watch baseball, I want to watch some playoff hoops, I want to watch some hockey, where do I go? It's a great question. I would strongly suggest you stop by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. That's my go-to sports bar because it's the best big screen in the burbs. They'll have the baseball game on there. You'll have two stories of great sports views, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, an awesome menu, great wait staff. It's as good as it gets. So if you're in the burbs, you're coming from Canton or Kennesaw, Alpharetta, Milton, Roswell, or in the heart of Woodstock, the Daily Draft should be your destination. Go say hi to Sean Daly and his great team. Enjoy a Tuesday night at the Daily Draft. So we are 48 hours or so away from the NFL draft, and the mock drafts are flying in. And I always say, don't take the mock seriously. They're just for entertainment purposes only. But I do find it intriguing that there are still mock drafts out there projecting a wide receiver going to the Falcons at number 8. I promise you, if the Falcons take a wide receiver at 8, the city will lose its mind. Not because that player is not going to be good, but how many times are you just going to keep adding to the offense and seemingly ignoring the defense? And the response is, well, we follow our board. We're not going to reach for a defensive player. And that might be true. That doesn't mean the Falcon board is right. That just means that's how they scout the defensive side of the ball. When you're the Falcons, if you draft a wide receiver, which again, I don't think is going to happen, whether Malik Nabers somehow was still on the board at 8 or Roma Dunze, I just don't know how you're going to get as much out of that player considering you need to get touches for Drake London and Bijan and Kyle Pitts, and you spent in free agency on Darnell Mooney, and you traded for Rondale Moore. I think it'd be great to add another receiver, just not at that spot in the draft. When you have such glaring needs at edge, at corner, spots that you just need to fill. So again, I don't believe that's true, but there are still mocks out there projecting it. But I did see one mock that, you want to talk about breaking the internet if this happened? I saw one mock last night that had the Falcons taking Brock Bowers at number 8. We all love watching Brock play at Georgia. We know how good he is. But can you imagine? Oh my goodness. If the best player on the Falcon board is Brock Bowers and they took another tight end, again, the internet would break. Pitchforks would come out. I couldn't even understand what they would be thinking at that point. These mocks are for entertainment purposes only. But if you're a franchise that's serious about winning, there's no scenario where the wide receiver at 8 or Brock Bowers is at the top of your board, even if they're higher ranked. Let's say you have Brock a spot or two ahead of Dallas Turner, or you have Roma Dunze a spot higher than Jared Verse. I'm sorry, there's no way that you should ever lean towards a wide receiver or another tight end in this draft. We all said the same thing, though, the last 3 years. When the Kyle Pitts rumors started in 2021, nobody believed they would take a tight end, wide receiver, unicorn in the top 5. Well, they did. And then to back it up the next year, well, they're not going to take Drake London, right? They just spent pretty big capital on Pitts. Well, they took London. And then the third year, when a guy like Jalen Carter was staring at you, you took a running back. And I think the world of Bijan, but at some point, you know, you still have to stop the other team by acquiring young, talented defensive players. And there will be one or two or three or more on the board at number 8 when the Falcons pick. So I don't believe these mocks to be accurate, but if they are, whoa, Nelly, it's going to be fun around here with the fallout come Friday morning. All right, if you guys would do me a favor and hit the subscribe button wherever it is you're listening, you'll just guarantee the pod is waiting for you in your feed on any platform at 10 a.m. each and every morning. I'll talk to you folks later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on the radio. On 680 The Fan in Atlanta, we're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10 presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.